AM 1300 KGLO, it's time for our Corporate Farmer program, and we've got Chad Hansen, the president from Corporate Farmer, in studio with us. Chad, good morning.
How's it going today, Tim?
Well, good. You and I started talking basketball before we even got started today.
I know it. Isn't that... Nobody would believe that, would they?
NCAA tournament basketball time? Everybody's talking about basketball.
Wondering about how their brackets are working out and all that fun stuff.
Yeah. Who was it that just told me they just picked... they picked their whole bracket because the bracketing of the home, and they took the home team by jersey or whatever, or on the scoreboard straight through. So I forget what it is, top of the bracket, bottom, whatever it is. They selected home team or the same side of the bracket all the way through. That's how they did theirs.
Really?
And I went, well, that's a unique way.
Everybody has their theories, and for some reason, it just seems like everyone that most of us choose doesn't ever work out. But, you know, it's fun and it's interesting, and everybody likes to kind of brag about how they maybe went about picking their teams until maybe their big pick bows out. So, but that's the fun time, fun thing about this time of the year.
So who's your big pick?
Well, I didn't go out on a limb. I think I was like about 90% of the other people out there and took Kentucky. So,
did you really?
But that doesn't mean I haven't been rooting against them the whole way. I mean, I'd love to see the Cinderella teams pull it out and stuff. And so, I'm hoping that somebody gives them a good game. I mean, they just, to me, it's kind of the men amongst the boys, though. I mean, they just have so much firepower and size. And you listen. I know I saw Bruce Pearl on TV just rave about when you come out there. Just you look at them and you just think that they're an NBA team just based on how they're built and their size and how many of them there are and stuff like that. And so, but it's anybody can win any given day. So we'll just hope that somebody has that day.
See, now I've said this. I've said it publicly, and people laugh at me. But I've said I still think Notre Dame is the team that beats Kentucky. So we'll see. But
they
they each have to win a game before that game happens this weekend.
And a lot of people think maybe Wisconsin can give them a run just with their size and ability and stuff. That's why everybody gets excited. It's because they like to make those predictions, and then they get a little quiet when it doesn't work out. But when it does, that's kind of fun to, kind of be the one that picked it.
It's kind of interesting to see how the whole plan works together, though. And then as you get to a Sweet 16 in the NCAA, and you start to see the same schools, though, North Carolina, Louisville, Michigan State, Kentucky, UCLA even, Arizona. These are new people, but it's the old guard. It's
right. And that's how, college sports, even into the pro sports, those organizations that do things the right way, that are able to, bring in those types of players. Obviously with this kind of freshman-led teams now with the current rules, it takes longer to develop those kids, and so they may not start out the season playing quite as good as they do this time of the year. But those coaches, they know how to get them ready for the big run at the end of the year, and so you see them kind of all lining up, and you can kind of predict most of who those teams will be.
They do line up. They do. It's kind of like they line up right outside the door at Corporate Farmer.
Yeah.
And they're peeking through the window waiting for you to open up in the morning. Look in there. There's Chad.
You must be talking to our mailman or something. It seems like that they're lining up this time of the year. I don't know if there's a deadline coming up or if people just think that maybe it's time to get some taxes done before they get to the fields, but it's definitely getting busy and getting down towards crunch time.
Oh, crunch time. Yeah, it is that time of year, isn't it, for you guys?
Right. Yeah, just that time of the year where you kind of buckle up a little bit tighter and know that it's time to make a run. And so, that's what we've been doing in the office is trying to get some of those tax returns knocked out, making some calls and making sure that people are getting stuff into us and getting organized, and a lot more people setting up appointments to try and get in and get things finished up. So it's definitely kind of created a buzz there and a nice little run here before April 15th.
And you guys, you deal with folks certainly in the Midwest, but even around the country for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you can travel to see a lot of people if necessary, but you've got some communication going all the time, not just right now at tax time, but even throughout the year.
Right, and that's, I mean, where technology has really helped us out. You know, I know that a lot of times in the past it might be over the phone or something, but now with the things that are available with, you know, started out as fax and email and, you know, and into some of the other forms and kind of your Dropbox and different things like that that everybody uses to go ahead and get some of that information into us, and we get it back. And, you know, it's just nice. It's convenient. It makes it easier to do our job, and it makes it easier to get it done a lot quicker. A lot of people starting to go to some of the electronic signatures on things and stuff. And so, you know, those are just different ways that you can get business done a lot quicker. And it's nice because, you know, instead of the paper shuffle that we always used to do and being dependent on, you know, everything getting done through the mail or express or overnighting stuff at the end of the year to make sure that it gets postmarked by the right time, now with the electronic filing and all those things that are available, it's a little less of that kind of like scramble. But, you know, with any of those types of things, there's people that like to use them as a reason to procrastinate. So
it's part of the race, isn't
right?
It? It's part of the chase.
Yeah.
I think there are some people that thrive on that. And I can see a lot of our listeners right now going, okay, that's me. They're raising their hand. Just taking it to, well, I don't have to have it done until, and then,
right,
then go.
And we all try and put those deadlines out there. You know, we try and give people a deadline on when they need to get stuff into us so that we can get it done by April 15th. But, you know, it seems like more and more people kind of test that time frame and stuff and figure, well, I got away with it last year, you know. But there's also people that make New Year's resolutions. I had, you know, a client that's notorious for always waiting until the last minute, and she wanted to let me know yesterday when we were talking on the phone that she has everything done, and this might be the first time in 10 years that she's been there. But, you know, so there's people that'll turn over a new leaf and try and improve, and it's nice because I think it gives us a little bit more time to kind of think through things and, and make some better decisions versus just trying to get it out the door.
Well, and probably, too, you guys get a chance at Corporate Farmer to see year to year how some things are the same, but yet there are so many things that are different with each and every tax season that comes by.
Right. Yeah, and anybody that's been around farming knows that it's been kind of a roller coaster the last few years with the ups and downs and the high prices and now kind of maybe some lower prices. And those are some conversations even, you know, this morning before coming in to the station is just going through some guys that worked on their – I worked on their taxes last night and just, hey, want to go back through these with you and just kind of make sure we're on the same page. Let's kind of think a little bit into the future what's going to be the story here in the next couple years in farming. And does it make sense to go ahead and save some, say, depreciation for some future deduction, or you know, are we probably at a high and want to go ahead and take advantage of everything we can to get it down this year? And so, you know, having that discussion, getting a feel from the client as far as what's going on in their operation, them telling me, hey, this is kind of what I've already done so far this year, and this is what I'm kind of forecasting for things, and just making sure you're on the same page with each other. Because really, you know, it's a partnership, and sometimes I might see some things that I think make sense, and they may say, yeah, that I understand where you're coming from, but I want to tell you what I'm doing, and so that we can kind of mesh those two plans and make sure that we're doing what's right for everybody.
I would guess that frank conversation really kind of leads to probably some people saying, well, this is what I was really thinking.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And then you can unveil where they're going and what their thought process is.
And everybody has a bottom line, and then they're going to go ahead and give you their reasoning why they got to that point. Mm-hmm. But I think that sometimes that's my job, is to kind of step back and say, I understand what you're thinking, but hey, here's some things that you're probably not allowing into your thought process. And so sometimes you can sit there and kind of maybe talk them out of maybe why they thought that this might be best for them. And so, you know, I think that those are things that you can be beneficial to the client and help them think about some factors that they didn't. Because, I mean, bottom line, everybody wants to pay as little as they possibly can. I mean, nobody wants to pay any more taxes than they have to. And, And definitely I understand that, but there's some times where it doesn't make sense to go ahead and take a deduction when it might be only saving you 5 cents on the dollar, you know? And so when you can lay that out for somebody and they understand it, or, you know, I had just a follow up this morning too with a guy that, you know, wondered why he couldn't go ahead and take a little bit more off. And so just working through how the system, you know, kind of works and how everything plays into each other, sometimes you kind of, that light bulb goes off for him and understands, okay, you know, that definitely makes sense, Chad. Why would I want to go take something off when it's only going to save me maybe 10%, where next year it might save me closer to 40, you mm-hmm. know? And so that definitely makes sense to them and helps them realize that what they're doing is better for them, even though sometimes it may cost them a little bit more in the short run.
Yeah, we've talked a little bit about this too, Chad, and maybe you can address it, but somebody that's on a family farm right now, maybe they get several in their family, and they've thought about a corporate farmer, but yet they haven't pulled the trigger on getting together with you guys. Right now, in this tax season, I can see them scratching their head a little bit, saying, I don't want to go through what I just went through to get this where I'm at.
Right.
A good time to try to at least get in and get the thought process started to get started new with you guys?
I definitely think that, number one, it's a time of the year where you're kind of in between things. You've probably finished up your crop insurance, your farm programs. Obviously, with the snow on the ground, you're probably not getting in the field tomorrow. And it's fresh in your mind. I mean, you just finished up here in the last few weeks your own tax return. So the numbers and kind of where you sat for 2014 are fresh in your mind, as well as the fact that we're early enough in the year. You know, it's only in March. You haven't gotten through 6-9 months where you kind of put that stuff off, and so it's not quite as bad or daunting of a task to go ahead and start calculating up the numbers and getting ahead of it for once. And so, you know, there is definitely no better time than right now to go ahead and think about something like that and maybe pull the trigger on changing things so that you're not right back in this position again next year.
Yeah, I think I described you guys, I'm a baseball guy, but I think I described you guys as that relief pitcher that can come in and really help. You know, when the game might be teeter-tottering, you can bring it right back in control a little bit for those that need some help.
Right. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that just look at it as kind of like going to the dentist or something to get a tooth pull. I mean, you're dealing with that after the fact and after it's already been hurting you for what, you know, maybe not a day, two, probably 6-7 weeks, you know.
Not that bad. You guys are not that bad.
I shouldn't put that out there. All the dentists will be mad at me. But,
Van Gorpen will not be pulling teeth either, nor will Hanson or anybody else out there.
Right. So, I mean, our biggest thing is trying to deal with it before it becomes that issue. Is sit down and kind of know where you're at throughout the year so that you can do some planning, because when you walk in that day and you plump down your 1099s and all your information and they tell you this is what you owe, I mean, there's not a lot you're doing at that point in time. And so, you know, we don't want those surprises, and neither do our clients. They don't like that when they got to go to the banker and say, hey, you know, it looks like I'm going to probably owe about 30 grand this year, and I don't have that sitting in my bank account, so I need to go ahead and get the operating line going a little early this year and maybe go ahead and borrow a little bit to pay the taxes. And, you know, that seems crazy, but I've heard that story over and over again from people that, you know, they say, where did all my money go? I have nothing left, but I still owe taxes. And so, you know, our stance is let's solve that issue. Let's not keep going down that same road, because you know, it becomes foolish to just continue to make the same mistakes over and over again. So let's maybe fix that in 2015 and not find ourselves in that position again in another 12 months.
Yeah, so you guys are not all bad guys, are you?
No, not all bad.
You're not all bad. No. Actually, you've got a wonderful staff of people that have great knowledge in a lot of different areas that can really pull things together for farmers.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's got to be a pleasant experience. And, I mean, people sit there and look at me, and I even had a client in yesterday that said, there's no way I could do what you guys do. I couldn't deal with those numbers every day. And, that, you know, I understand where they're coming from, and there's a lot of aspects of what they do that I couldn't do every day, you know. But To me, it isn't necessarily about the numbers or about taxes. It's about the relationships that we have with the clients. And I just don't think that there's any better people out there than farmers. I think that they're definitely hard workers and, you know, take care of and conserve the land and try and do, you know, what's best for the environment whenever they can. And so, you know, I want to be part of that partnership and have a friendship with them that we're both striving to help each other out and do what's right.
Yeah, that whole partnership and friendship thing. You guys have had a lot of people, a lot of clients that have been with you for a long, long time, and others are lining up for that same long run.
Right. You know, myself, I'm closing in on 16 years at Corporate Farmer, and there's a lot of clients that I judge based on the fact that they've been with us since I have. I mean, that's a pretty good long-term relationship, and there's plenty of them that have been with Corporate Farmer twice as long as I have. So, you know, it definitely is a long-term relationship, and you don't get there without working together and doing what's best for both sides. You know, if we were in it for big profits and things, I think that a lot of people would recognize that and decide maybe that there's somebody else out there for them that kind of more fits their needs. But because of the fact that we do it to help them and help ourselves both, I mean, I think that, you know, both sides benefit from that type of relationship, and that's why you stay together for a long time.
Yeah, I think the farmers appreciate it, you know, win-win opportunity so that you guys can move forward in that partnership you always talk about.
Right, because they're just looking for somebody to turn to. I mean, they get things all the time. Let's face it, farming today is probably more about paperwork and office work than it is about being in the field, because, you know, realistically, there's a short growing season, and they spend very little time, you know, behind the wheel of a tractor or in a combine in a given year. Most of it's done driving up and down the road and maybe on a phone or in an office. And dealing with all this different paperwork with crop insurance and the banker and the farm, you know, service agency and all those types of situations, taxes and relationships with their landlords and renewing leases and all that stuff that probably isn't why they got into farming. But that's where they need the help, is because, you know, that hasn't always been their strong suit. And so that's where Corporate Farmer comes in.
Well, I would suggest to some of those maybe dragging their feet a little bit, get it done. Stop in to see Chad and Dennis, the whole team at Corporate Farmer, and, you know, maybe get yourself set in so we can have a nice Easter and not be worrying and going through some of those headaches and heartaches.
Right. With the snow out there, I'll promise you a cup of coffee. We can sit down and just kind of chat a little bit. There's nothing outside to be doing, so you might as well come in and sit down with us and talk a little bit about our services.
So true. Chad, how do they reach you guys, a Corporate Farmer?
Best thing is just to give us a call at 800-472-6931 and see when you can get in and then sit down and talk about Corporate Farmer.
Check out their website, too. It's corporatefarmer.com. Chad Hansen with us, the Corporate Farmer President. Chad, good to see you.
Yeah, you too, Tim.
That's our visit this week here on AM 1300 KGLO.